Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Stop it with the ignorance. And we have to stop saying, oh, well, you know, you have to listen to people and, no, you don't. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you. This was serious, but it turned into something fun.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Biden we're so fortunate that he did not win for president before when he ran, because we needed him now. He's perfect for now. He knows his foreign policy.
That's a bloody outrage, it is. I want to take this all the way to the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under.
Oh, crikey!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And I want to play some cuts. We're going to talk about COVID and the vaccine passports that are now being floated. I guess you'd call this a trial balloon. Charlie Parker went on National Panhandler Radio today. He doesn't go on any stations or shows where he might be asked any kind of tough questions. And here's a question we would have asked him. We got a nice ad, a TV spot that was made for him by a guy who just pleaded guilty yesterday to multiple federal crimes, and it got 15 months in the federal lockup, David Nangle. We'll play that in a minute. But he doesn't go on any stations that would ask him about anything unpleasant. So today he's on National Panhandler Radio, and he announces that he may be doing a vaccine passport. We'll get to that in a minute. But I want you to see what a scam everything is. I mean, you know this. This is just more evidence of it, just how the numbers are being manipulated. And this is like something that James O'Keefe would do, Project Veritas. But it was just out in the open. This was a Zoom conference call, and it wasn't James O'Keefe that did it. It was just somebody who works for this. This is a healthcare system in North Carolina, Novant Health. I don't know if they're in other states, but they're all over North Carolina. And so they're just discussing about how they're going to scare the bleep out of people on COVID-19. And we're just going to play some of these cuts. There are several of them there. It's going to run about 2 minutes. But here's the first one about, talking about how they put out the numbers. Cut two.
So that's on our website, and we've been sharing that through social channels as well, particularly those graphics that show the number of patients in house, the percentage of them that are unvaccinated, the percentage of unvaccinated people in the ICU, and the percentage of deaths and the numbers. So those are numbers that we put out. As far as, we don't get into details of floor or
right.
Those other numbers are certainly out there.
See, so again, they're trying to cherry pick the numbers to scare the bleep out of everybody. We've talked about this before, that, you know, when this whole thing started, we found some charts that kind of undercut the panic porn narrative. But the death rates are vanishingly small the younger you get. And we used to print those numbers all the time, every day or every week when they came out. And eventually they just did away with the charts. I mean, this show wasn't the only ones doing it, but it was undercutting the narrative. It was their own numbers. But we were deniers for using their own numbers. So now they talk about the real need here, and it's the need to make the numbers more frightening. Cut three.
Right. I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public. Then there's another comment, as I completely agree, there are many people still hospitalized that we're considering post-COVID, but we're not counting in those numbers. So how do we include those post-COVID people in the numbers of the patients we have in the hospital?
You get that? We need to make the numbers more scary. And how do we include people who don't have it anymore in the numbers in order to keep the numbers as scary as possible is what she means. So now they're going to try to decide what post-COVID patients means. Cut four.
So is that all the people who have been in the hospital since the beginning of COVID?
Well, or that are still in it. And that's something that I could take to someone else. But I think those are important numbers. The patients that are still in the hospital, that are off the COVID floor, but still are occupying the hospital for a variety of reasons.
So if they're occupying a hospital bed for a variety of reasons, none of which are COVID, how are you going to list them as COVID patients if you're going to be honest? And they wonder why nobody trusts these numbers anymore, why nobody trusts the CDC, why nobody trusts the FDA, why nobody trusts the Department of Public Health in Massachusetts, as if, in a lot of these things, whether it's the FBI or the Department of Public Health, in Massachusetts, we got a dose of reality, i.e. the BS coming out of these agencies a lot sooner than some other states did. But, every state is like this. They're fudging these numbers. And then they call them, it's not a kid. The kids aren't dying, but they could get sick. Okay. Yeah, the kids aren't dying, but they're long haulers. I like that one, long haulers. And these are breakthrough cases. It's just ridiculous. I keep thinking of Provincetown, That became a national story when they had four people went to the hospital in Provincetown. Last week, a plane went down in Provincetown. Six people went to the hospital. Was it a national story? It was barely a local story. But you had two more people in the hospital than you did from the outbreak in July. Now they want to get into the right terminology. They don't like this. They have a problem with the word recovery. Because that means you're not going to die. We can't have that. That's a bad word, recovery. Cut five.
Okay. Carolyn, we're calling those recovered now. If you look at the Novant Health dashboard, they're listed as recovered. But I do think from our standpoint, we would still consider them a COVID patient because they're still healing.
Yep. So I think that needs to be highlighted as well.
Yes.
Because once they're off isolation, they drop from the COVID numbers. That's exactly right.
So does that mean then this is a virus like the flu? So does this mean if you ever had the flu, you still have the flu? I'm just asking the question. Am I interpreting this this discussion correctly, Taylor?
I think so. It was a little difficult to follow because it's a little hard to hear at times. But yeah, people that are still in the hospital that don't have COVID anymore, they're recovering,
They're not doing us any good.
Right.
So let's just say they have COVID.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also curious as to how many people that are unvaccinated are in the hospital for reasons other than COVID that they're counting as unvaxxed.
Right.
Somebody adding those to the numbers.
There's some guy, Freddie Combs. He's from The X Factor. He's dead at 49. He was a huge, huge guy. I saw a picture of him. He's in a wheelchair. He was 49. His wife, Kay, told TMZ the singer had died last Friday following a slate of health problems. His death was not COVID-19 related, but due to kidney failure. He did his best to lose weight, but since hitting a high of 920 pounds in 2009. But his death was not COVID-related. You want to know something, Mrs. Combs? I'm going to say that on his death certificate, it is COVID-related. That would be my guess. Okay, so this is the last cut here. Listen to this. Listen to what they say here. This is probably the most devastating quote. Cut six.
Kellen, we can talk offline and how we run that up to marketing.
All right. So I'm just going to say, Carolyn, I think we have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful. We have to say something coming out. You don't get vaccinated, you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
These people, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to die. Hey, can I issue a correction? If you get the vaccine, you're going to die. Everybody's going to die, okay? If only Trump hadn't been president, everybody would have lived for a million years, a billion years, apparently. If you're not vaxxed, you're going to die. That's a lie. That is not true. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls in this hour. I just wanted to, these people, I mean, they just lie and they don't care. And did you like that too? We can talk offline. What does that mean?
Run it up to marketing. That's what he said.
I know he said it. I know.
You
know
how do we put this on a billboard?
You know what they used to do in the mob? They would go to like a swimming pool, and they would make the guys, everybody would get stripped down so that you couldn't be wearing a wire. You know? I mean, why don't they have this the same thing here at these COVID conferences so nobody can record these embarrassing comments about how they're trying to cook the books. Ugh, Lord, no matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. What are you listening to these days, Taylor?
Podcasts. I'm just getting into audiobooks now. With the passing of Norm MacDonald, I downloaded his audiobook, and it's a great listen because I don't really have the time to read as much as I'd like. So on the way to and from work, I'm listening to Norm MacDonald.
There you go. You can listen to great comics if you want, of the past or the present. I mean, you can listen to anything. You know that. Any kind of music, any kind of true crime podcast, any kind of relaxing, meditative stuff, anything. And, you know, the great thing about the Raycons is they give you the highest quality sound and you don't bother anybody. And because there are no wires dangling out of your ears, no one even knows you're listening. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation, or you just need a few laughs and you listen to Norm MacDonald or somebody else. Whatever you want to listen to, Raycons are the way to go because they're the best. They give you the best sound and they enable you to not bother anybody else around who may not share the same tastes in whatever kind of audio you like to listen to. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen to whatever. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
The Howie Carr Show.
We'll soon have another podcast for you to listen to, and it'll be pretty interesting. I was just telling the VIPs about it. Anyway. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever vote for a governor who tries to implement a statewide vaccination identification program?
No.
95% say no.
All right. I want to play, before we go to the phone lines, we had a lot of people want to call. I want to play this. This is David Nangle, the guy we told you about yesterday. He's a former state rep from Lowell. Very big in the Democrat, but a very big friend of the Charlie Parker, Karen Pay-to-Play, Polito administration, and we put out a picture of her with him yesterday. But he made a TV spot for Charlie Parker in 2018 when he was running for re-election. Now remember, this guy was stealing everything that wasn't nailed down. He would steal a hot stove and come back for the smoke, as they say in Lowell, right? There's a guy from Lowell here. I'm playing to the crowd. It's but it's true. And Nangle, apparently he owed a lot of money when he was a kid in high school to Jackie McDermott, a friend of mine who got shot in the head in the late 1980s. But anyway, Nangle is stealing. He's taking time out from his busy duties of stealing everything that's not nailed down, touching everything but the third rail. And he also has some arduous duties as chairman of the House Committee on Ethics. But he takes time out from being the chairman of the Ethics Committee to make this ad for Charlie Parker.
Cut one. D.C. is a toxic place right now. D.C. is broken. Massachusetts is not broken because of Governor Baker. Governor Baker is a no-nonsense governor. He goes right in there, rolls up his sleeves. He listens. Charlie Baker is a breath of fresh air.
A breath of fresh air. And now I'm going to the can for 15 months.
Where there's no fresh air.
Jackie McDermott, my old pal, should have given this guy a good beating when he had a chance. Might have straightened him out when he was 18 and he owed Jackie $800. But he didn't, because that's the kind of guy Jackie was. Jackie looked the other way, and so this guy turned out to be a real piece of crap, and now he's going to the can. 844-500-4242. Randy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Randy.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Hey, another state rep in the news who I believe is your state rep is David Linsky.
How dare you? He represents the next district over, Randy.
Oh, okay.
David Linsky is this former prosecutor, and he's been a lawyer for a long time. How much does he owe to the feds? $154,000?
Right around that amount, yeah.
What's the latest on David Linsky?
He should be rooming with the guy you just announced, the other state rep. Maybe they'll be rooming together.
Maybe we could get a threesome, because JCL Correa, the former mayor of Fall River, we're going to run a picture of him and Karen Polito in the Sunday Herald. Maybe they could. He's going to be sentenced on next September 20th, whatever the 20th is. That's Tuesday, I think, maybe. And maybe they should all be rooming together. Linsky hasn't been convicted of any crimes, but I mean, how can you be a lawyer and have a state rep job paying probably over $100,000 a year, and you owe $154,000 in taxes? I mean, I got audited once because I forgot that I had worked a weekend for the LA talk station KFI and didn't put down $300, and I got a full audit. But then, I'm not a Democrat statesman, so I guess I had it coming. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Listen, we got a gangster in the White House who likes to swim naked, but I'll show you how dysfunctional the FBI is. They converged on NASCAR over a rope on a garage door,
right?
But yet they let a pedophile who took advantage of dozens and dozens of young ladies.
More than that, over 100. Over 100, Joe.
Amazing, Howie.
I know, and they knew it, and they didn't do anything. And one of the guys, according to Allie Raceman, who lives here in Needham, a couple of districts over from Linsky, she said that one of these guys was just having dinner with the groups that were hiring Larry Nassar to perform these medical services, and he was assaulting them, and the agents weren't doing anything because they wanted to get a job with the organization, which is exactly why a lot of the agents in Boston took a pass on Whitey Bulger back in the day. It's just amazing how nothing ever changes, or so few things really change. It's just the same kind of corruption, just from one decade to the next, from one generation to the next. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. 617 says, hey, David Nangle is my second cousin. Leave it, laughing out loud. What a bleepity bleep. Never met him. My whole family was shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that a Democrat was indicted. It happened to be the chair of the Ethics Committee?
I'm shocked, shocked.
I know, and you'd think that, you know, Karen Polito and Charlie Parker would not pose with this guy in multiple photographs in Lowell. They're all yucking it up and laughing, and they're taking pictures with Granny and going around from neighborhood to neighborhood. And oh man, it's I think Karen Polito liked being with him even more than she liked being with Jaisal Correa. She's not going to see either of them for a good long time. Jaisal a little longer because he's supposed to be getting like 11 years. You know, maybe he'll get 7 or 8 years. Did you see his wife he just got married. He's got a new bride, and she said, we're very devout Catholics, and it's important to us religiously to be able to start a family. I'm reminded of the old line, don't do the crime if you can't do the time, you know? And hey, if Joe Biden and the rest of the woke mob have their way, maybe we'll have conjugal visits in the Bureau of Prisons. 844-500-4242. This country is over, Howie. You need to be in a good, strong state below the Mason-Dixon line. Who's gonna care if you live or die? So come on down. 919, I'm heading south from North Carolina. I'm heading all the way down to Florida, the Sunshine State. 844-500-4242. Okay, here's Charlie Parker, another reason to get out of the state. And again, he was on National Panhandler Radio today. And he was asked about the vaccine IDs, aka vaccine passports. And this is the typical trial balloon.
Your papers, please.
Just see how it goes over. If the reaction is really bad, if he falls 10 points behind Jeff Deal in the polls of the Republican primary voters, you just kind of walk away from it. But let's just see how it goes, because this makes him really popular with the Karens of the world. And there are a lot of Karens in Massachusetts. So this is what he says when he's asked about the vaccine passports. Cut 27.
There are states and municipalities that have done something more universal than that, and we've been talking to those folks and working through how that would work here in the Commonwealth.
This is different though than what he said in March. He kind of backed away from it in March. He doesn't. You know, he doesn't seem to have a very good idea of federalism, or maybe he just wants to cover his ass, or maybe that's what doing away with federalism means. You just let someone else take the heat. Like the legislature is glad to let Charlie Parker take the heat. Charlie Parker wants to let the feds take the heat here. So listen to this. This is from last March, cut 28.
I mean, frankly, I'd love to see some guidance from the feds on vaccine passes, because I think having... you know, 50 states doing 50 different things on this could get pretty complicated. I think there are two big issues we really need to figure out. One is, do we need a law change to actually, you know, have that kind of a program in place? It's not clear at this point what the answer to that is. I do think that it's a conversation that's worth having for all kinds of reasons. But again, I would rather see the feds give us a framework to begin with. And secondly, we need to figure out if we need a law. And then if we need a law, we have to figure out how we would frame it going forward. My guess is you would probably need a statute of some kind, because there's probably very little in state law right now that would make it possible for you to do something like that.
I don't know how he locked down the state to begin with. What was the state law there? I mean, he was using a Civil Defense Act that was supposed to... deal with the Cold War and an actual Soviet invasion, and he claimed that gave him the power to shut down the state and tell people they could riot if they so chose, but they couldn't go to church, they couldn't go to a funeral. And by the way, why do you run for governor if you don't want to make a decision? What's the point? You know, I mean, I don't understand why you run for the legislature if you don't want to make a decision, but obviously 200 of them, or almost 200 of them, have come to that conclusion that they want to just let Charlie Parker make all the decisions. So then Charlie Parker says, I don't want to make the decisions either. Well, why can't you just be in control of your own destiny and make a decision that you think is right? like Ron DeSantis makes. 844-500-4242. So then he's then let's play. I think cut 29 is just part of cut 28, isn't it? It's or is it? It's different. Okay, play cut 29.
No, we've been talking to the states that have developed this, and it's certainly something that, I mean, I just happen to think that getting to the point where there's a relatively simple process for people to credential the fact that they've been vaccinated will be important for a whole bunch of reasons.
Again, it'll make it easier to lock you up or make you not leave your house or to make sure you can't get a job.
It's also a relatively simple process for me to buy gas at a gas station, but I don't have to produce an ID to get it. What does that have to do with anything?
Right. Yeah, why should you have to produce an ID? I mean, this is not killing very many people. And you know what, again, I know that 18,000 people have died, but half of them died in his nursing homes because of the grotesque mismanagement after he took more than $50,000 in campaign contributions from them. I'm sorry, that's reality. I'm going with the original numbers in the nursing homes before they fudge the numbers like these people in North Carolina were talking about fudging. So now he talks about the other states with the vaccine IDs, cut 30.
For the most part, you can access through the provider you got vaccinated a validation, verification, credential that you're vaccinated currently. But obviously, there are states and municipalities that have done something more universal than that. And we've been talking to those folks and working through how that would work here in the Commonwealth.
Well, that's a mouthful. Vaccination, validation, credential. But he doesn't want to use the P word, passport.
Vaccination. Sounds a lot like the VVC.
The VVC. Let's
Isn't
hear that one again.
Anything like the BBC?
Listen carefully.
British propaganda?
The vaccination validation credential.
For the most part, you can access through the provider you got vaccinated a validation, verification, credential that you're vaccinated currently.
Excuse me, I got it wrong. It's the validation, verification credential.
So you're
let's
verifying,
throw in another V, a vaccination, validation, verification credential.
You're verifying your validation, or are you validating your verification?
I think you're validating. I think he said validation, verification.
I think that's redundant.
Let's hear it one more time.
For the most part, you can access through the provider you got vaccinated a validation, verification, credential that you're vaccinated.
It is, definitely. Yeah, and this is going to be administered by the Department of Redundancy Department at the state level. The validation, verification, credential. Will, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Howie, thank you very much from a grateful United States Navy veteran here in Massachusetts in Cape Cod. I am honored to have the opportunity to chat with you, and I have to apologize. I've been trying to get through to you about 2 hours since we were talking about, and I'd like to go backwards a little about this General Milley.
Yeah.
General Milley, supposedly, according to him, and according to the reports that we have, that he has, you know, reached out and did stuff behind the President of the United States back,
right,
and talked to China and all this other stuff. If that is factual, then that is called treason, and he should be tried for treason. He should lose everything. And that being said, I look back and I heard you talk a little bit about the Pelosi and the Schumer and all them. That's a Democratic Party that wanted to keep us in control. If they did what they did in a lot of Americans' minds, attempted a coup on the President of the United States, and I'm talking about President Trump, one of the great presidents we ever had, if they attempted the coup then, when they stole the election with Mr. Biden, which now is President Biden, they attempted the coup then to take it away from him and get this lady, which we call a vice president supposedly, in power.
I know. You know, what can I say, Will? You know, you got to listen. You got to or read the transcript of this conversation between Pelosi and Milley. And he's agreeing with everything she said, and she's going, what would we do? He's crazy. He's always been crazy. Who's going to stand up to his fat ass? And he responds, this bloated fraud of a general responds, I agree, Madam Speaker, with everything you said. He's calling somebody a fat ass? What the hell? Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. God. 844-500-4242-617 says the bureaucrats who enabled Milley to make that call and did not report it should also be investigated. Yeah, where were the whistleblowers when he was calling up the Chinese and saying that he was going to let them know if we took action against them? Is that, you know, all Trump said to the Ukrainian president was congratulations on getting elected. And, you know, there was a lot of corruption with Joe Biden. Do you think you could look into it? And Joe Biden admitted that he engaged in an extortionate racket. He told the Ukrainian government that they were going to get rid of the prosecutor that was going after the company that was paying his son $1 million a year for nothing. If they didn't get rid of that prosecutor, he was going to not give them $1 billion in U.S. aid. Is that extortion or attempted extortion? Is that using your office as a racketeering enterprise, to use the federal legal terminology? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Mm, yum, 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 yum. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Traveling around New England and having a hard time finding Howie?
Guys, what if we all go to Vermont?
Just go to HowieCarshow.com to find a station near where you happen to be.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. John Durham, the special counsel, former U.S. attorney for the state of Connecticut, has indicted, here's grand jury, the former Hillary attorney named Michael Sussman for allegedly lying to the FBI. You know why he had to indict now? The statute of limitations was running out. That's how long this thing's been going on. These crimes that he committed, he lied about not having a client when he was reporting this fictitious information about the Russian collusion, which didn't exist. It happened 5 years ago. 5 years ago. And when one crummy FBI lawyer, not even an agent, a lawyer for the FBI has been convicted. And he didn't even get jail time. And he's not going to be disbarred, I don't think. He'll probably be suspended. So that's it. And now we have the second obscure lawyer. He works for Perkins Coie, which is the big slimy Democrat law firm that worked for Hillary Clinton. But he's still a pretty small fish. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. Wait a minute. I got a cough. Got a bad cough.
We didn't even get to all our cough cuts today.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about the great general, and I'm not talking about MacArthur, Eisenhower, or Patton. I'm just wondering: is MasterCard, Visa, are they going to close out his accounts like they did with General Flynn?
Boy, that is a really good question, Jim. That is such a good question. If I could bet in Vegas on who's going to win the Profiles in Courage Award next May from the Kennedy family, I would bet like $100 though on Milley, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And one quick thing. Never trust a general with bags under his eyes.
I don't know about that. I have bags under my eyes, but I would never trust a general who's that fat, I don't think. He's the fattest general I've ever seen since General Burkhalter. Somebody else said a couple of days ago that he was the fat little general on Hogan's Heroes. Thanks for the call. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin. Oh, excuse me, Matt. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin. Go
hey,
ahead.
Howie, thank
Hi.
You.
Sure.
I've enjoyed you for decades, and I love that you give the voice to the common man who's frustrated and has a place to vent. So thank you for that. Number two, I know you're running out of time, so number two is the papers. You know, if you want to go to a restaurant, you have to prove you're vaccinated, but what about those people jumping across the border? Where are their papers?
Well, they aren't there. I mean, Jen Psaki was asked about that, and she said we want workers to be vaccinated. We want migrants who are not workers, obviously, because she made a distinction. But they're not being required to get vaccinations.
Requirement for people at a business with more than 100 people. It is not a requirement for migrants at the southern border. Why?
That's correct. Go ahead.
She refused to answer. She wouldn't answer. You don't have to get, if you're coming into the country illegally to go on welfare or commit crimes, you don't have to get vaccinated. If you want a job or go to school, you have to get vaccinated. Or you want to go out to dinner in New York, you have to have a vaccination. But if you're an illegal alien, everything free in America. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie, I just wanted to bring up, you know, years ago, I know you and some other talk show radio hosts, you guys have been fighting hard against seatbelt laws when they came out. The smoke.
Yeah. Did we lose him? Oh, I'm sorry, Matt, we lost you there. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Howie. Nice to speak with you. I've listened to you all the way back to the early days when you came on with Jerry Williams, and I've always wanted to chat with you real quick. Anyways, to make it fast, I just wanted a little bit of vaccine information I just wanted to give you. I just happened to go to, and I'm wondering what you've heard from other establishments in the area. I just happened to go to the Whole Foods store in Sudbury this morning.
Yes.
And I'd been going there for many months. And anyways, I'd gone there the last couple weeks also, but apparently they changed the sign on the front of the door. I hadn't noticed it till today on my way out the door, because when I went in there today, I was the only person in the entire store that didn't have a mask. And I stayed there for at least a half an hour, and all the employees, everybody else in the place had a mask. When I left, I looked at the sign, and it said, per order of the Sudbury Board of Health, masks are now mandated for every person coming into the store. Even before, it used to say that if you had gotten the vaccine, you know, gotten the shot, you didn't need to wear a mask. Now, everybody has to wear a mask, including whether you've received the vaccine or not.
Tim, can you go to another supermarket in another town, or are there any towns left in the free part of in Metro West that are free?
Actually, I went to the Market Basket today also, and yesterday, in Hudson.
Yeah.
And I saw, for the most part, many people with masks, more than I had seen a month or so ago.
Right. But they didn't have a sign outside the door. Tim, my advice to you is to go to Market Basket, where your dollar buys more. It's their motto, but it's also extremely true. And the money won't be going into Jeff Bezos's pocket. See you tomorrow at Precinct 10 in Weymouth. Come on down. I'm Howie Carr.